apt pupils in the school of Christ, March 25. Peter's sifting resulted in his conversion. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Luke 22:31-32. The reason so many of Christ's professed disciples fall into grievous temptation is that they have not a correct knowledge of themselves. Here is where Peter was so thoroughly sifted by the enemy. If we could understand our own weakness, we should see so much to do for ourselves that we would humble our hearts under the mighty hand of God. Hanging our helpless souls upon Christ, we would supplement our ignorance with His wisdom, our weakness with His strength, our frailty with His enduring might. Peter fell because he did not know his own frailty. He thought himself strong. Had Peter walked humbly with God, hiding self in Christ, had he earnestly looked for divine help, had he been less self-confident, had he received the Lord's instruction and practiced it, he would have been watching unto prayer. Had he closely examined himself, the Lord would have given him divine help, and there would have been no need of Satan's sifting. There is no power in the whole satanic force that can disable a soul that trusts in simple confidence in the wisdom that comes from God. The watch care of Christ for Peter was the cause of his restoration. Satan can do nothing against the all-powerful intercession of Christ. And the prayer that Christ offered for Peter, he offers in behalf of all who are humble and contrite in heart. Peter sinned against light and knowledge and against great and exalted privileges. It was self-confidence that caused him to fail. It is this same evil that is now working in human hearts. It may be our purpose to be right and do right, but we shall most surely err unless we are constantly learners in the school of Christ. Our only safety is in walking humbly with God.